We heard earlier that love is like a drug in many ways, addling us into adoration. But can other drugs impact how you feel about someone? Well, maybe. There's been some recent research showing a surprising association. When women come off the contraceptive pill, there's actually a drop in marital satisfaction in many cases. Georgia spoke to researcher Michelle Russell from North Carolina State University to find out what might be causing this.
We know from previous research that women experience shifts in the kind of traits and characteristics that they tend to prefer in their partners, and that these shifts are associated with the shifts in the hormones that occur across their ovulatory cycle. So, for example, women who are normally ovulating during their fertile period show stronger preferences for men who have symmetrical faces, who are more masculine. The thing is, though, is that hormonal contraceptives can disrupt these hormonal shifts. And I was really interested in what the implications were for the use of hormonal contraceptives for women who are in established relationships. So we know that the majority of women in industrialized nations do use hormonal contraceptives at some point during their lives. So a lot of women are starting relationships while they're using contraceptives, so then they're not experiencing these natural shifts in preference that we would see with women who aren't using them. And then when they're in their relationships, many of them eventually stop using them. So basically, what does it mean for these women to begin these relationships not experiencing these normal shifts, and then to, during the relationship, start experiencing these shifts again?
How did you go about looking into this relationship?
We had two longitudinal studies of newlywed couples. We had them go back and just give us their history of their contraceptive use from the time they started their relationship with their partner all the way up until like the current point in that study. We get reports of their marital satisfaction every few months. And then we also rated each of their partners. We rated their attractiveness. So we actually trained a team of coders to go through and rate the attractiveness for all of the husbands and the wives as well in this sample.
Sorry, you trained people to rate how attractive.
I know. It sounds really funny. And, you know, people tend to think, oh, how objective can you be when it comes to rating attractiveness? But in general, we see, and this is across cultures, that people are remarkably consistent when it comes to deciding what's attractive and what's not, like bone structure, facial symmetry, skin clarity. So we had them looking for, you know, specific characteristics. But I will say it doesn't take very long to get people, you know, reliable when it comes to rating attractiveness. We were all making pretty consistent ratings pretty quickly.
Taking this data of the women on and off contraceptive pills mm-hmm. alongside the husband attractiveness, what did you mm-hmm. actually find out?
So what we found was that among women who began their relationships while they were using hormonal contraceptives, they get into this relationship, and once they stop using hormonal contraceptives, women who were married to men who were relatively more attractive actually had higher relationship satisfaction. So they were happier with their relationship once they stopped using hormonal contraceptives if their husband was also relatively more attractive. For the wives who, unfortunately, were married to the relatively less attractive husbands, we saw a decrease in their relationship satisfaction. So they were actually less happy with their relationships once they stopped using hormonal contraceptives.
Why should there be this difference?
Well, what we think is going on is that, again, like I said, so women are experiencing natural shifts in preferences across their ovulatory cycle. And what we think might be going on is that when women are using hormonal contraceptives, so we've already seen from previous research that women actually choose different partners when they're using hormonal contraceptives than do women who aren't using them. So they tend to choose partners who are slightly less masculine, slightly less attractive. And we think what might be going on is that while they're using hormonal contraceptives, they might prioritize attractiveness a little bit less than would women who aren't using them. And then what happens is that when they stop taking hormonal contraceptives, they start experiencing these shifts again. So this might become something that, you know, becomes a little bit more important to them at this point. So for those women who are married to a man who is relatively more attractive, well, you know, that it works out then that, you know, they're prioritizing this a little bit more because their partner has that characteristic. Whereas for those women who have the relatively less attractive partners, suddenly, you know, this partner's not necessarily meeting all of those priorities that they might be experiencing now.
And what you've discovered is a relationship. So we haven't been able to set aside these things and say this is causing that. But the relationship is very interesting, and I'm surprised to think that something as small as a little pill can actually change how happy you are with your marriage.
It is. And so, yeah, as you said, it's not experimental. So we absolutely have to be careful when we make any sort of causal explanations for this. And it is something, it's important, I think, to point out, too, that, you know, I've been studying relationships for many, many years now. And the thing that you learn when you're studying relationships and what influences relationship satisfaction is that there are so many different factors. And that, you know, yes, this does have an effect on relationship satisfaction, but it's not a huge effect. And it's about the same effect size as we would see for other factors that predict relationship satisfaction. So it's a small part of the puzzle. But it's interesting because, again, the prevalence of hormonal contraceptives, for women to use them as much as they do, we really don't know. You know, we know more about physiologically what they do to women, but not necessarily what it means for their relationships. And it's, you know, as a woman, it's I would want to know. You know, I want to make sure that I'm informed when I'm taking medication and everything. So I think this is just one small piece of information that women might want to have to consider. Again, I don't think it's nearly enough to, you know, tell women to, you know, stop taking them or anything. It's absolutely not something we would ever recommend. But again, small piece of the puzzle that women might want to consider.